T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm a little jazzed today. I'm a little happy today. I don't know if you noticed a spring in my step. I'm feeling good about life. I did Pilates class yesterday. Day before. Wait, I'm still talking about how great I am. Day before yesterday, I did Pilates. I feel like I've eaten right. You know,
I'm taking one a day.
I'm still not done. And I'm feeling good about James. I'm feeling good about James. Feeling solid. Yeah.
Are you done?
Getting great sleep on my Sleep Number bed. Yeah. Getting excellent signal on my T-Mobile phone. Just life is good. Green Gable Roofing Exteriors came out because I have a woodpecker hole, and they are doing a fabulous job on my home. I mean, things are falling in place.
I think part of it is that we're entering that time of the year.
And I'm getting laid. What? Yes.
Never mind.
That time of the year, what?
It just, I feel like the holidays are just coming upon us.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And the holidays are joy and jolly.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. Perfect. Yeah, perfect. It really is. Can you know? Do you notice like a change in me? Do you notice like a glow, like a grin?
Oh, I've noticed a change already. Have I ever.
I'm just saying, do you notice, maybe she's getting a little?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big change.
No, I mean, because you can tell when people are getting a little.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sure.
I mean, Sean, do you notice I'm getting a little?
I noticed that.
Yeah, I can tell. Yep.
What's up with you?
Takes the edge off. Yeah, what is up with you?
Are you not doing anything on the side?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing stuff.
I don't feel like you are. I don't feel like you have a spring in your step.
Oh, I've got a spring in my step.
In fact, I believe I just saw you sleeping in the corner.
No, that was earlier.
Oh.
Oh, we heard you took a nap this morning.
Yeah, that you took a little nappy?
Yeah.
I was a little tired this morning. I had to just rest my eyes for just a minute.
Well, I was just simply asking. All right, good.
No, okay.
Staying out late.
Staying out late.
You're burning it at both ends of the candle, aren't you?
Getting crazy,
yeah.
Sean.
Yeah.
All right. Remember a couple of weeks ago when I had this story about this about an Uber driver, and I told you, I said, I'm starting to fear for Uber drivers.
Yeah. Remember this? It's something.
A woman throwing that beer on her driver. And
they
I told you, I said, people are getting all wasted and they're getting in fights with Uber drivers and Lyft drivers. And I feel bad for Lyft drivers right now and the Uber drivers. But it seems to be out of control.
I totally agree with you. I would not do it now because these people are violent.
It's bad. Well, then yesterday, a story breaks. An Uber driver who's hit in the head with a brick.
What?
By a passenger. Guess what? First of all, the passenger had a couple of cocktails, yeah. Right? But then the passenger got upset. Here's why the passenger got upset. Orders an Uber, but instead of ordering the Uber, what is it called? The XL?
The really nice Uber. Okay.
Well, not just that, but he ordered the carpool. Instead of the standard,
where you go but, with other people to be dropped off
and didn't realize it.
Okay,
so the guy gets into his Uber car. So the Uber driver goes to the next destination,
not this guy's destination,
but to pick up the other people. This guy goes off. He did not want to be a part of a carpool. And the driver said, "That's what you ordered."
Yeah,
he hits the guy in the back of the neck with his fist, jumps out of the car, grabs a brick, and hits the guy in the head with it.
Well, that's just not right, is it? That's just not a nice man.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at it like hitchhikers. I don't pick up hitchhikers.
I know.
And I don't think I'd be an Uber driver because you're basically picking up hitchhikers.
Yeah, right? I never thought about it like
that. And now it's starting to get to the point of where, and if you're an Uber driver or a Lyft driver, and you've noticed that people are just a little, I don't know, out of hand right now, and you fear a little bit, you can call us, 303-22-ALICE. 303-222-5423.
I also feel the other side of that, too, which is sometimes I get an Uber driver and I'm by myself and I'm thinking, what am I doing? I am just a sitting duck for assault.
Yeah.
You know, I am at the mercy of this man. He is behind the wheel. He can drive me into the woods. and do whatever he wants, and nobody will ever know.
It's all strangers getting in a car together.
Exactly.
Being the driver and the passenger. It's a little terrifying if you think about it. And we're starting to see, you know, in the very beginning, we didn't see as many stories because I think people were behaving.
Yeah, and
but now it's gotten wacky.
And I don't mind if I take it with, you know, my girlfriends or whatever, because then I feel like we have each other's back and we could do. But sometimes I do get a feeling of like, this guy is creepy and I'm in a car with him. I'm always on my phone.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. But at the same time, if I were an Uber driver and I'm pulling up to, a nightclub that's about to close.
And you're in the front.
2 o'clock or 2:30.
And you're looking shady. BJ Harris with his hat sideways.
Right. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Looking a little shady. Mm-hmm. The driver pulls up and like, oh, I don't know if I want to pick these clowns up.
Yeah.
But you're stuck at that point, right? You need to earn the money. You don't know what could go bad.
Yeah, and so you pull up, there's BJ, he's got his pants kind of hanging a little lower than normal with his underwear showing, he's got his hat sideways, he's like, yo, I'm BJ Harris, what up?
Got a big gold chain on.
Oh, nice.
You know, and which I'm out like that on the weekends.
Right. All the time.
Yeah, it's good.
Sometimes he wears his Bon Jovi jacket. You guys, BJ has the nicest jacket. Let me tell you something. When he goes out, he wears this jean jacket, and it has a white leather fringe on down each sleeve. And he's like, you know, he sings Bon Jovi songs. It's so hot.
Right. Scorpio.
Sorry. You had to be here.
Is your name Scorpio?
My name is Scorpio. That is my birth name.
Well, you sound shady.
That's crazy.
That is a shady name.
Yeah, call up here
with a name. Well, thank you, Ms. White. I appreciate you.
Doesn't that sound like a shady name, everybody?
That seems shady to
us. That sounds like a gang name.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I'm Scorpio.
He's Scorpio. It does, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Wow, your parents named you Scorpio?
Yes, they did.
And what was the thought behind that? Can I ask?
I was born in the 60s. There was during the Black Panther movement, and there was a Scorpio in Black Panthers that was doing a lot for the community, buying children's school books and so forth.
Oh, great. It's a good name. Fantastic.
Yeah, Scorpio, are you an Uber driver?
I'm a Lyft driver, sir.
You're a Lyft driver. Okay. Are you terrified at times?
You know, when all of the racial unrest was happening, I was worried, but I sat back one day and realized after 3.5 years of doing this job, I've only put 4 people out of my car. I engage the people, I do my job, and I make sure that they are happy and comfortable. There's a lot of drivers out here that will get in their car. Perfect point. I picked a lady up at the store one day, and she had 3 other stops. And I said, well, why didn't you just add that to the ride that got you here? And she said, the driver said he was not an errand boy. He was not paid to run her errand.
Wow.
That's exactly our job. We get paid to run people's errands.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's great.
Man.
Not your errand boy.
Now, let me ask you, the 4 people, I think you said 4, the 4 people that you kicked out of your car, what happened?
One was a little 20-something-year-old hip-hop punk. He was Caucasian. He got in the car, and he's all N-word this, N-word that,
goodbye.
N-word this.
For sure.
And I'm black. I'm a black guy. And, you know, I finally stopped the car, and I said, yo, man, if I was 20 years younger, you might have got your ass whooped.
Yeah, I would have done that.
You really need to pick your audience when you're, you know, doing your little... your little hip hop groove. So I put him out. Another one was
a little... that's funny, Scorpio.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Another one.
You know, Scorpio, you've been more entertaining than our show has this morning.
Wait, let him finish. I want to hear the next one.
Keep going, Scorpio. We've got all day.
Yeah, in fact, just take up the rest of the show. I love it.
Go ahead, Scorpio.
Another one was a lady I picked up on opening day down at the Rockies bar crawl. You know how that goes, opening day.
Oh, yeah.
She got her monthly visitor in my front seat.
Now it's not fun. Well, all of a sudden that fun went out the window. Scorpio. I don't want to hear this nastiness.
Well, let's jump to the next story. Scorpio, have a great day. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right, buddy.
What just went wrong? You know what? That was our fault. We just gave him too much time.
We should have cut him off after the first story. You know, that little hip-hop punk. Hey, Heather.
That was crazy and nasty.
What's up, Heather?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, are you a driver?
I am.
Okay, that's
awesome.
I'm a driver
for Lyft and Uber.
Okay.
All right, Heather.
Let's put it this way. Waterproof seat cover for my back seat.
What are we doing?
There are crazy things Heather, from people trying to
Heather,
eat.
Look at the clock. Yeah. We've got to go.
We're super
look
busy.
At the clock.
We're so busy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Heather. Love you, Heather.
I think Heather wakes and bakes.
Why? Just because she had to put a cloth over her back seat?
No, just the way she was talking.
Oh, the delay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know those. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Okay. Right, well, I thought that was good.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.